continuously drag you down. The latter chapters will help you chart a new course to where you really want to go, which for some of you may be a very different place than where you are currently heading. Miguel has stressed to me on many occasions that it's not enough to just read the information contained in these pages. It's when you choose to incorporate this knowledge into your life that you receive the benefits. To this aim, he has included exercises at the end of many chapters that are designed to help you do just that. Returning to the Greek world for a moment, we can say that the exercises are where logos, knowledge, becomes praxis, practice. Or, as Miguel writes, understanding the teachings is the first step, but applying them is what makes you a master. So, without further ado, it is with great pleasure that I present to you Don Miguel Ruiz Jr.'s The Mastery of Self. May it serve you well on your journey of self-discovery. Randy Davila, Publisher, Hierophant Publishing. Explanation of Key Terms. Ally, the voice of your internal narrator when it inspires you to live, create, and love unconditionally. The ally can also offer constructive self-talk. Attachment, the action of taking something that is not a part of you and making it a part of you through an emotional or energetic investment. You can attach to external objects, beliefs, ideas, and even roles you play in the world. Authentic self, the divine inside of you, the force that gives life to your mind and your body. It's similar to the concept of the spirit or the soul that is present in many religious traditions, but it's not exactly the same. Awareness, the practice of paying attention in the present moment to what is happening inside your body and your mind, as well as in your immediate surroundings. Domestication, the primary system of control in the dream of the planet. Starting when we are very young, we are presented with either a reward or a punishment for adopting the beliefs and behaviors of what others find acceptable. When we adopt these beliefs and behaviors as a result of either the reward or the punishment, we can say we have been domesticated. Dream of the planet, the combination of every single being in the world's personal dream, or the world we live in. Narrators, the voices in your mind that speak to you throughout the day, which can be either positive, ally, or negative, parasite. Parasite, the voice of the narrator when it uses your beliefs, formed through domestication and attachment, to hold power over you by placing conditions on your self-love and self-acceptance. This negative voice causes sadness, anxiety, and fear. Personal dream, the unique reality created by every individual, your personal perspective. It is the manifestation of the relationship between your mind and body. Toltec people, an ancient group of Native Americans who came together in South and Central Mexico to study perception. The word Toltec means artist. Toltec warrior, one who is committed to using the teachings of the Toltec tradition to win the inner battle against domestication and attachment. Introduction. Imagine for a moment that you are in a dream. In this dream, you find yourself at a huge party with thousands of people, where you are the only sober person and everyone else is drunk. The other partygoers are in varying states of intoxication. A few people have just had one or two drinks and are only tipsy. Most fall into the realm of general drunkenness, and a handful are so drunk that they are making spectacles of themselves in all sorts of colorful ways. They may even have blacked out, as their actions seem completely out of their control. Some of the people at this party are your friends and family. Some are acquaintances, but most you don't know. You try to talk to a few people, but you quickly realize that their intoxication level has altered their ability to communicate clearly. It has clouded their viewpoint. You also notice that each person is experiencing the party differently, depending on his or her degree of drunkenness, and your interactions change with every drink they consume. The partygoers range from loud, outgoing, and merry, to shy, quiet, and sullen. As the party rages on, you watch everyone alternate between the two ends of the spectrum, from happy to sad, excited to apathetic. They fight and make up, argue, embrace, and argue again,